Well, the condition of federal finances is really dire right now. We've got a very acute short-term problem where we're trying to deal with the recent economic recession, and we're trying to assist states and individuals who have suffered under the recession. At the same time, we have a long-term issue with structural programs that we just can't sustain in the government. And so we are faced with having to deal with both the short-term critical issues as well as rethinking programs in the long term, and we don't want to damage the short-term economic recovery. So it is really going to be difficult, and also the state and local governments out there are suffering as well.
Now, structural problems and big program problems, entitlements, those are really beyond the scope of the average CFO or federal manager. So let's talk about the continuing resolution, something they do have to deal with. What is the best way to navigate financially when you don't know what, even under a CR, exactly what your budget is going to be in the 7.5 months remaining in the fiscal? What should financial managers be doing?
Well, that's a great question, and the prudent thing to do is to manage at a very prudent level until financial managers know the actual budget they'll be dealing with. So I know we at GAO have been managing at a very prudent level, hoping to, once we get our budget, be on track. But again, there's risk there, and in some cases, agencies might have certain program demands that really do cause them to need to be spending at higher levels. And so this is a very difficult situation for financial managers.
So what happens if you commit funds and say all of a sudden that program gets cut 10% because of the CR and this faction or that faction prevails in Congress? What happens if you have committed more than you end up getting?
Well, depending on the facts and circumstances, you may actually be breaking the law.
And therefore, you could go to jail?
Well, I'm not sure, perhaps. But there is something called the Anti-Deficiency Act out there, and there's a lot of monitoring for violations of that. And it is not a very good thing to be anti-deficient, meaning you've obligated more money or spent more money than you were allowed.
So it sounds like a good way to work with contractors, especially, say, for services, might be on a month-by-month or even week-by-week basis, so you don't get too far out in front of your funds.
Well, it really depends on the nature of the services and the product, because there are different types of contracts. But I think financial managers are really looking at things on a case-by-case basis, and in some cases, just delaying actions on certain contracting activities.
It sounds like there should be regular meetings among the functions in government, the program managers, the people that do functional areas like CIOs. And it sounds to me, and you can confirm this, the financial people should be at those meetings.
Absolutely, and the importance of good financial data and estimates and regular updates is just really heightened in this type of an environment, and financial people are doing that to the best of their ability given the systems and data available right now. But I think it just heightens the need for good financial data at all times.
Now, you're something of an expert in DOD financial management. Tell us how things are there. There's still a lot of DOD on the recently released high-risk list. Give us an overview of DOD finances.
DOD has been one of the impediments to GAO's being able to issue an opinion on the consolidated financial report of the federal government. And the reason is that DOD itself does not get audits. And because DOD is material to the consolidated financial report, we can't give an opinion. So we've actually been working very closely with DOD over the last couple of years, overseeing their audit readiness efforts and auditability. They've got a plan in place, and we've seen some positive movements. They've got a long way to go. I mean, we're really down there in the weeds with them, looking at fund balance with Treasury at the Navy, for instance, looking at the Marine Corps statement of budget. So we're down there in the weeds trying to help them and move forward.
Now, the high-risk list included business transformation at DOD, and yet the BTA office is closing. How's that work?
Well, I think that was a bit of a streamlining, because actually there still are some very large systems projects being put in place. In fact, we put out a report just a few months ago talking about some of the large ERP systems that are in process at DOD, the status of those. Some of them are behind schedule and over budget, and some of them need additional requirements, but it's everybody's hope that these can get on track and really be part of the solution.
We're speaking with Jeanette Franzel. She is Managing Director of Financial Management and Assurance at the Government Accountability Office. And another area of expertise that you have is Homeland Security finances, which is one way of looking at it is one department, another way is 22 or whatever it is, components. So give us the top line on how they're doing.
Well, that's another agency we've been following closely because they also are unable to have a clean audit opinion. And so Homeland Security is another one of those agencies that is preventing us from giving an opinion on the consolidated financial report. Right now, they have some significant issues with financial systems. And so we are hoping that they can get past that issue and get a financial system put in place. If you think about the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, it came from a lot of different federal agencies across government. So that department is still struggling with integrating its financial management and its systems.
And let's talk about postal for a minute. I know that's another area you specialize in. The president's budget request seemed to grant postal the relief from early payments into the retirement and health care retiree system that they've been seeking. So it sounds like there's a chance that GAO's advice there will be followed.
Well, the relief will give them a temporary breathing room, but the Postal Service still needs fundamental reform and transformation. It's an antiquated model, and they've got a lot of installations across the country that are losing money, and they've lacked flexibility to be able to make the good business decisions that any business would make as an industry modernizes. And so we're also hoping that those types of transformations can take place, because that's really what's needed in the long term.
In other words, Saturday service maybe out the window, maybe a few hundred more post offices out the window?
Yeah, those are the options being considered and debated, and perhaps will become reality someday.
You've looked at this many years in your job. I mean, you have reached the level of managing director at GAO. Does it ever get frustrating to look at the same issues over and over and wish that your overseers, which is Congress, would just knock some heads and pass some laws and get some of the stuff done?
Well, it's always interesting, and I can't think of a time when I actually just got frustrated, because the problems are so big that even though they're not solved yet, and they may not be solved for a long time, there's always progress and there's always movement, and sometimes there's back and forth and backsliding, but that is part of the process. So actually, it's really a privilege to be part of this process and to help advance agency financial management and to serve the Congress in the process.
So what would you hope to see as tangible progress between now and next year at this time?
Well, interesting. In 1 year, it's tough to make huge amounts of progress, but tangible progress, I would like to see financial management data being used for projections and for some of the difficult decisions that we need to be making as a country.
And is the financial data available to agencies of equal quality across the government, or are there issues there too?
There are issues there as well, and it varies by agency, and that is something that each agency needs to work through. But I think everybody understands the importance of this.